Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've been reading in the book of Ruth. Naomi has been giving Ruth some advice that she really should listen to, and she does. Let's pick it up at Ruth chapter 3, verses 2 to 5. Naomi says, "Isn't that Boaz a relative with whose young women you were? See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Wash, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your cloak and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. But when he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." And she replied, "All that you say, I will do." It is a fact that both in those times and up to this hour in the East, servants have been accustomed to lay themselves in this manner at the feet of their master. One modern traveler mentions that this Arab servants were quite in the practice of doing so with him, and in cold evenings of claiming the privilege, which had descended from immemorial usage, of drawing over themselves the skirts of the long mat or cloak in which this person was enveloped. Ruth would make her intentions clear in a way that minimized gossip and innuendos and exposed her vulnerability to the right people. In the New Testament, Matthew 10:16 tells us that we should balance being wise and innocent. It says, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Ruth and Naomi seem to understand this, and I need to understand that as well. If she did this wrong, there could be rumors that fly. There could be jealousy, anger. Perhaps there were other people in the field that would love to have the inside track, to have Boaz as their husband. But Ruth was told what to do by her mother-in-law in a way that would be honorable, and she was going to do it. I imagine that this was something that made her very uncomfortable because she was very vulnerable. Boaz could have refused her. He could have humbled her. He could have been angry with her. She didn't know what was going to happen. But she knew that God needed to provide, and her mother-in-law was convinced that this was the right way to do it, and she took advice, did what she was told, and the end speaks for itself. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute in northern Wisconsin.